chasurei mechfuru. Something is missing in the Mishnah. V'ochi ketoni. This is the way the Mishnah should really be learned. That first the Mishnah says, haroitze shiyochel etzloi chaveroi. If you want to invite, you want your friend to come to eat by you. O mesarav boy. And your friend is like disagreeing, is saying no, he doesn't want to come, he's arguing with you. Umadiroi, so you want to show him that you really want him over, so you tell him if you're not going to come, I'm going to make a neder that all my property like is also to you, you can't have enjoyment from me. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says in our Mishnah, you should know nidrei zeruzinhu, that neder is not really chal. All you're meant to say is just to show him, to give him a push to really come. But if at the end he does not come to your house, you do not have in mind really to make all your property yasser on him. It's called the Nidre Zeruzin. We say you do not have your piv v'libay shoven. It was not really in your heart to make this type of a neder. This is one chiddush of the Mishnah that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov is saying. In other words, the first Mishnah before said in the case of when you're selling something, Omar Chirena Lokeach, that's called Nidre Zeruzin. Now Rav Elazar ben Yaakov is adding, not only then, because when people sell things, that's the way they talk, but even in this case, when you want to invite your friend over, also he says, you do not really mean to make the nether, it's only called the Nidre Zeruzin, and therefore your friend is allowed to eat over, even if he does not come. That's one chiddush in the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah means to say another chiddush, that for haroitze shelo yiskaimu, nidor of kol hashana, if somebody wants to do something now, to make it, that even if throughout the year he gets angry and makes a neder, which later on is going to have charata, but he does not want to have to go to a chacham to be matter that neder. He would rather do something right now to make it that neder should not be chal. You know what he should do? Is yamid Rosh Hashanah. Let him get up at Rosh Hashanah, in other words, at the beginning of the year. And then what the Ran says, that's our meaning of Kol Nidrei. We do it on Yom Kippur. The Yomim, you should say like this, that Kol Neder Shani Yosef Lider, any Neder that I plan, that I will make throughout this year, Yehei Bottle. I want that Neder right now to be Bottle. You're making a Tanai. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that there's such a Tanai like this. And later on throughout the year, if you make the Neder is Bottle by itself. We'll soon see exactly what the case is. But the Mishnah ends off and says, Obovad, like providing though, Sheyehezocho b'shasa neder, that the person should remember the Tanai, the condition at the time when he makes the neder. That's what our Mishnah says. So this, the Gemarius, that doesn't make sense. Ezochor, if later on, 2 months later, you go and get angry, and you make a neder, and you at that time remember that you made a Tanai condition before, that any neder you said you did not want to be chal, even though you remember you said that, now you go ahead, and you do make a neder. So the svari is, izocher is okwe latanai. What you mean to do now is uproot that first condition. And you have a right to. A condition is just dibu, you just spoke it out. If you want to right now, you can uproot that condition. So the Mara asks, if you remember now the condition you make, and you're going against it, you're going to make a neder, what you mean to do is take away that condition, v'kayim lele nidre, and really what you do want is that the neder should be chal. So the Gemara asks, how could the Mishnah say, this is a way to get rid of your nedarim throughout the year, if later when you make the neder, you remember you made it tonight, and you still go ahead and make the neder, that's like saying, I'm forgetting about the tonight that I made, I don't want to abolish my nedarim anymore, but rather I want to make a neder. So how do you get rid of your nedarim this way? So therefore the Gemara gives now two terutzim. Some Rabbi, first Rabbi wants to say, Tani, like change the gears in the Mishnah. Tani, you should learn like this. Make, like put into the Mishnah rather, Ubovad shelo yehei zochor b'shasa neder, that you should not remember. We're talking about that later in 2 months from now, whenever it is that you make your neder, you get angry, you forgot at that time that you made it tonight. And you lost yourself when you made a neder. So that's the case we say that the Tanai you made in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur helps. Because later when you make the neder, it's not the pshat you're going against your Tanai. You're like uprooting the Tanai. You forgot about it. You didn't realize you made it. But if you would realize for sure, you would not want to make a neder now. So therefore we say the first Tanai is still good. And later when you forget yourself and make a neder, the neder is not chal. So Abaye is saying you have to change the gears of the Mishnah. Don't say your bavad sheyisko that he does remember the Tanai, but rather say he does not remember the Tanai at the time when he makes the nether. Therefore we said the Tanai is really good, but the nether is no good. Then the Gemara says, Rav Oma, Rav says another teretz. Rav Oma non li erlom ki di amrina mikoro, like we said before, the way it says in our Mishnah, that obavad sheyask yoloi esatanai. Obavad shei zocho v'shas neder. Our Mishnah says you have to remember v'shas you make the neder the tanai. So the question was, if you remember when you make the neder the tanai, what you mean to do is to be yoker that tanai and to make the neder. So Rava says like this, Hocha b'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here, k'goin shehisne b'rosh Hashanah. The person true made a tenai, made a condition at the beginning of the year in Rosh Hashanah, that if he ever makes a neder throughout the year against something, he does not want that neder to be chal. Because he did not make a general tenai, any neder he makes at all should not take place. But rather, let's say l'marshal, he knows that sometimes he makes a neder not to eat potatoes. So he made it tonight at the beginning of the year that if he ever makes a neder not to eat potatoes, that tonight should not take place. So the case was to go in Shehistna Barash Hashanah. But for Lo Yoda B'may Histna, later on in the year he forgot exactly what was the condition that he made in Rosh Hashanah. He has a doubt, did he make it then that if he ever makes a neder against potatoes it shouldn't be chal? Or did he make the condition then that if he ever makes a neder, let's say against tomatoes, that should not be chal, but not against potatoes. So now he wants to make a neder against potatoes. And he has a suffix, did he include this on Rosh Hashanah or not? So that's the case. For lo yodav mahisna, for hashta kenodar, and now later on he's making a neder that he can't eat potatoes. So it's like this. Izocha b'shas ha-neder. If at the time when he's making this neder now not to eat potatoes, he remembers that at Rosh Hashanah it's possible that he made a tanai, that this neder should not be chal. The Omer, and he says, Al das horishoina ani neder, that I'm only making it on the neder now, on the condition that I made on Rosh Hashanah. So then we say, Nidra les ben amosha. The neder that he makes right now is not chal. In other words, if he finds out later, or he remembers later, that it's true on Rosh Hashanah he made a condition that a neder against potatoes should not be chal, and now he went ahead and made a neder that he cannot eat potatoes, that neder is not chal, because at the time when he's making the neder, he is not uprooting the tanai. He remembers that he made the tanai, and he wants that tanai to be true. He's just not sure if the tanai was against potatoes or against something else. So he remembers the tanai, and he's saying, I'm only making this neder now if it goes, if it's okay with the tanai. And if later he remembers that the tanai that he made is against potatoes, so then we say the neder is not chal. But let's say, lo yomar adas or rishoyin ani neder. Let's say, no, now he makes a neder. And even though he remembers that he made a tanai in Rosh Hashanah and he has a doubt, what did he mean? But he says now, I do not care about that tanai. He is not saying that the neder now should be adas, that tanai. He is just going straight ahead and making a neder now. Then we say the svar is okre l'tanai. What he means to do is uproot, take away that first tanai he made. The kain l'nidrei. And he means to keep his neder. That's what he means to do. So that's what Rava is saying. So really the Gran says, Rava does not argue with Abaye. And Rava agrees to Abaye. Just pshat now Mishnah doesn't like Abaye's pshat to change the gears in the Mishnah. Therefore he would rather learn the cases, like we say now you made a tanai on a certain condition, on a certain type of a food, and you forgot right now exactly what the tanai was on. So when you make the neder now, if you say, yes, I want this neder to be in accordance with that tanai that I made, so then we say if later on you remember that the tanai was against potatoes, and now you made a neder against potatoes, so he said the neder is not chal. But if you went ahead and said, I don't care about the tanai, in any case, I want to make the neder, then everybody agrees that we say you're being oiker the neder, and the tanai, that you're being oiker the tanai, and the neder is chal. So the Ran speaks out that the chura, that people say, kol nidre, on Yom Kippur, it's this inyan, that the people want to go ahead and make it tanai, for the future, because to make by kol nidre to be matad in the dorm that we made already. The churetz akasha, if you want to be matad in the dorm you made already, you have to go to a chochon to be matad in the dorm. You can't just do it like this. Because Allah has how to make hatoros the dorm. Even though there are some shittas that learn that there is hatoros the dorm b'shach kol nidre, that's why you have two people holding the sefer Torah and the chazan, they're like a bezdin. Rakol upon a pashtus, the Ram learns that's not the side of hatoros the dorm. But rather what we say kol nidre is in the future that we're making this type of a tanai, that any neder that we will make throughout the year, if we forget ourselves and make the neder, we're making a tanai right now, a condition right now, that we do not want that neder to be chal. Even though the Rani has the lashon, the way we say it's not mashram in the future, so he brings down that Yaakov changed the girsa to make it in the future tense. However, it's interesting, like we'll soon see in the next Gemara, the Ran says though, but people should not do this. But the next Gemara says this is not a good thing to do, to make such a tanai at the beginning of the year. You know, let's see, the next Gemara says like this. The next Gemara says that Rav Huna bar Chinuno sova lemidrashet apirka. Rav Huna bar Chinuno wanted to say this in the drasha when he learned in the yeshiva, to tell everybody that loch is like this. Like our Mishnah says, if a person wants to make a tanai at the beginning of the year, it could be mevatel all the nedarim that he will make. Omalei Rava said back to him, no, Tono ko mista malei stume. Our Tanav al Mishnah says it very carefully, like in a closed manner, that if you read our Mishnah, you won't understand it. Why? Kadesh lo yinagul kalas rosh bin adorim. That mashm, even the Tanav al Mishnah, even though there is such a halacha like this, but lechatchilu the Tanav does not want you to do this. That's why he does not make it so openly, this halacha. And you have to like have a chsuri mechsuro to understand what it means. Because as an Indian, not to be noyig a kalas rosh bin adorim. Like if you make such a tanai, if you make such a tanai, you won't be afraid throughout the year to make the dorm, and it's no good to get used to making the dorm. So therefore, Rava said back to him, "V'yat adarashla bepirka, v'yat adarashla lay bepirka," and you wanted to darshan this lahalacha, teach everybody how to do this. So that's what the Ran says. That really, it's not such a good thing to do this, to make this type of a kol nidre to be matar olyin, to make it tonight. Any in the dorm you make throughout the year, you don't want to be chal. But again, even though it's halacha, it's only again if at the time you make the neder, either you don't remember the tanai at all, or else if you do make the, you do remember the tanai, it has to be in the case, like Rava said, that you forgot exactly what did you make the tanai on, and you still want your nedarim to go according to that tanai. But if you remember the tanai you make in Rosh Hashanah, and then you go ahead throughout the year and you do make the neder, like you don't care about the tanai, then according to everybody, the neder is chal, and you would still have to have hatoros neder. Mora says vayta. Iboilu, we have a shana like this. Pligi rabbonin olay de Reb Lezer ben Yaakov eloi. That's what our Mishnah says, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says, there's nidre zeruzim, by inviting your friend over to the house, if you make a neder, that the neder is not chal, do the rabbonin argue on him or not? And v'im tim t'loim ma'pligi, if you want to tell me yes, the rabbonin argue on Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, then the next question would be is, hilkos ha'kavosi aloi, do we pass like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov or not? In other words, is it tzad to say that in the first Mishnah, there we say, the rabbonin say it's called nidre zeruzim when you're selling something, because that's the way people talk when you sell, that really you want to sell for three, but you want to make sure that the buyer will not only pay two, so you say, I want to charge four, and the other one also really agrees to pay three, but he says two to get the price down from four. People talk that way. Therefore, the nether is not chal. But the question is, in the case of our Mishnah, according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Lamashal, when you invite your friend over, and he says no, when you make this neder, that Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says the person does not really mean the neder. So on this, the question is, what about the Rabbanan? Do they say no, in such a case, you really mean the neder? And then the question is, who do we paskin like? So Gemara says, Toshima coming here. The Tanan learned like this. Hoy, Melech Averoi. If somebody says,